I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. U.S. Special Envoy Amos Hochstein was in Beirut on Monday for talks aimed at trying to bring a resolution to the conflict along the Israel-Lebanon border. Hochstein said a new mechanism is needed to enforce U.N. Security Council Resolution 1701, which was adopted at the end of the last war between Israel and Hezbollah in 2006.
There is no one who can look at the last 18 years and say that anyone did anything to implement 1701. So we have to put things in place that give the people of Lebanon and the people of the rest of the region and the supporters of Lebanon the confidence that things would be different this time.
The resolution includes a call for Hezbollah to withdraw its fighters to the north of Lebanon's Litani River and for Israel to withdraw its forces from Lebanon. Hochstein's visit is part of a diplomatic push that is also bringing Secretary of State Antony Blinken to the region in search of a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Monday that the United States will continue to, quote, get Ukraine what it needs to continue its war with Russia. During a speech at the Diplomatic Academy of Ukraine in the capital Kyiv, Austin said that, quote, Europe's future is on the line.
I know that the Kremlin's war is a nightmare from which the Ukrainian people are trying to awake. But we should all understand that Putin's assault is a warning. It is a sneak preview of a world built by tyrants and thugs.
Austin said the U.S. has delivered more than $58 billion in security assistance for Ukraine and that a dozen Western allies have contributed another $51 billion in armaments since the beginning of Russia's invasion in 2022. This is VOA News. But Austin did not mention Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's victory plan, calling for Ukraine membership in NATO, or letting it use Western-supplied longer-range missiles to strike military targets deep inside Russian territory. Pakistan's government passed amendments to the country's constitution Monday that primarily focuses on the judiciary. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif's ruling coalition approved the changes during a special parliamentary session that opened Sunday and lasted through the night. The amendments include a mandate for a special parliamentary committee to nominate the Chief Justice from among the three most senior Supreme Court judges. Lawmakers from the opposition party PTI rejected the amendments as an attempt to subvert the judiciary and described it as a black day in the country's constitutional history. Cuba's capital remained largely paralyzed on Monday as the rest of the island braced for a fourth night of a massive blackout that has generated a handful of small protests. Some banged pots and pans in the streets while others demonstrated from their balconies. President Miguel Diaz-Canel warned Sunday the government would not allow, quote, anyone disturb people's tranquility. Millions of Cubans have been without electricity since the national electrical grid crashed last Friday. The grid shut down before the arrival of Hurricane Oscar, which made landfall Sunday before crossing the island's eastern coast as a tropical storm Monday with winds and heavy rain, leaving at least six people dead. Former President Alejandro Toledo of Peru was sentenced to more than 20 years in prison on corruption charges. Authorities say Toledo accepted $35 million in bribes from Brazil's scandal-plagued construction giant Odebrecht in exchange for allowing the construction of two sections of an international highway linking the Pacific Coast of Peru and the Atlantic Coast of Brazil. The 78-year-old Toledo, who governed Peru from 2001 to 2006, was extradited last year from the United States, where he had been living for several years. U.S. presidential candidates Donald Trump and Kamala Harris continued their frantic push Monday towards the November 5th election. Former President Trump, the Republican nominee, appeared before a group of Christian leaders in the southeastern state of North Carolina.
So I'm here tonight to deliver a simple message to Christians across America. It's time to stand up and save your country.
For her part, Vice President Harris, the Democratic nominee, campaigned in the northern state of Wisconsin, where she also urged voters to stand up for democracy.
The people, every individual has the power to make a decision about what this will be, and so let's not feel powerless.
I'm Richard Green, VOA News.